And now for an update on the spread of COVID-19 in our state. Today, the Arizona Department of Health Services has recorded another 2,525 new cases, bringing the total number of cases in the state to more than 170,000. The department is also reporting an additional 172 deaths. That means more than 3,600 Arizonans have now died from COVID-related illnesses. While the rate of new cases has slowed some, Arizona remains a hot spot, and this has only sustained tensions about when and how students should return to school this fall. Governor Doug Ducey and Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman announced last week that school districts can decide their fall start dates, but we are still waiting for the State Department of Health to release benchmarks for what that should look like. At the same time, 150 protesters gathered at the Capitol yesterday to demand schools reopen in-person classes. But, of course, not everyone is on board with that either. In Pima County, the health department says it's unsafe to return to face-to-face learning in Tucson. They say the soonest in-person learning could resume, in fact, safely, is Labor Day. And here to tell us more about this announcement is Dr. Francisco Garcia, Deputy County Administrator and Chief Medical Officer for Pima County. Dr. Garcia, good morning.
Good morning.
So why come out with this guidance now? Is this because of the governor's announcement last week that basically left this up to local district control?
That's exactly right. Last week's announcement really gave the local health departments a role to play. And in consultation with our superintendents of public schools, of the different public school districts, there was a real need to have some clarity as soon as possible on a go, no-go kind of scenario for the school year. In anticipation of the guidance that will come out from ADHS in on the 7th of this month, we wanted to make sure that it was clear where at least our assessment was in terms of the risk to children for traditional face-to-face in-school instruction.
So tell us what led you to that decision. Is it because of the rates you're seeing in Pima County now, or just out of an abundance of caution, as we hear so much these days?
No, it's not out of an abundance of caution, but rather a holistic view of what's happened with this pandemic. Back in April, when the White House Coronavirus Task Force developed its criteria, what we did here in Pima County was to take those criteria and develop distill them into nine separate elements that have to do with how the disease is behaving in this community, the healthcare system capacity, as well as our public health infrastructure. And right now, of those nine indicators that we derived again from the White House gating criteria, six of those are red, and three of those are yellow. So at this time, given so much red, given so many things that are not going well, we have no choice but to say that traditional face-to-face in-person instruction is contraindicated.
Dr. Garcia, how difficult is it to make a decision like this when the pandemic has continued? What happens next is still uncertain, and you have people who are extremely emotional on all sides of this issue and trying to figure out what to do with kids, how to educate the kids. I imagine a lot more goes into this. You're talking about certainly red lights and yellow lights, and we all understand that. But when you consider it, you also have to consider how real people are affected. What's the balancing act for you there? Are you able to stay objective?
It's a tremendously difficult choice to have to think through this. The statements that we have made, that the county administrator has made, really are based on the consultation and conversations that we've had with the superintendents of the different school districts here. Certainly we acknowledge that, and the governor's order acknowledges that there are certain children that need to be in the facility under special circumstances for special support, whether it be Title I meals or whether it be special education. The developmental preschools, for instance, were not at all affected by the executive order. We know that some children rely on that infrastructure for their well-being, and absolutely it is necessary to do that. But we also understand that in that sort of circumstance, you will have much smaller groups of children in those facilities, and therefore their own risk will be a lot lower than bringing the entire class of children back into school.
What other sort of precautions are you recommending that schools take? Is this every kid, no matter what the age, should be masked up when they're in the facility, if they do need to be in the facility, as those kids will be?
We're awaiting some of the guidance from the Arizona Department of Health Services. Simultaneously with that, we've kicked off a back-to-school task force of our here in the county that really engages all the superintendents of the public school districts as well as representatives of the charters and some of the private and parochials in a conversation about what should our standard here be in Pima County. And so we will be talking about universal face coverings. We will be talking about how to distance children in a learning environment. We will be talking about alternate ways of delivering classroom content and cohorting as a way of risk reduction.
All right. That is Dr. Francisco Garcia, Deputy County Administrator and Chief Medical Officer for Pima County. Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you.